Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Fact, Fiction, or Bullshit. Or for all my new listeners out there, the FFB podcast for short. Hi, my name is PJ, and every episode we'll delve into the unknown to look at the history, the facts, the theories, and conspiracies, then ultimately decide fact, fiction, or bullshit. I don't know about you, ladies, gents, and people, but at a certain point in life, your attitude changes. It changes in a way where instead of going out every weekend, you're now staying in and you're in bed by night. The best night out is a night in, and that is when you're sitting on your sofa in your PJs eating ice cream. But on top of that as well, you now no longer want an inner city life. The hustle and bustle is no longer your thing, and you want a quiet and secluded life. Even though you are very outgoing, now the thought of just speaking to someone scares the hell out of you. My bro is a prime example of this. Before he goes out, he looks out of his spy hole just to make sure none of his neighbours are on the walkway, and this is because he doesn't want to talk to them. So what next? You sell up and you move. You think somewhere nice in the country, preferably in the middle of nowhere, and for certain people, that would feel like bliss. And to be honest, ladies, gents and people, I myself would love that. You're successful, well off, and you have a loving family, and you've decided to go big. You find a lovely big old farmhouse in the middle of nowhere, and it's almost like a dream home. But what would you do if when you moved in, your whole world crashed around you? For one family, something like this really did happen. They moved into their dream home and found it to be haunted. They were then possessed and attacked. Join me today where I'll be asking the questions, was this farm really haunted? Were these spirits and apparitions real? Did this really separate and destroy a whole family? Welcome to Hail Fanog Farm, aka the Hellfire Farm. Let's start at the beginning. The Hellfire Farm is a lonely farmhouse situated on the edge of the Brecon Beacons National Park. And I must say, ladies, gents and people, the scenery around this farmhouse is truly stunning. The sort of stunning that would make anyone jealous. It was 1989 and Bill and Liz Rich, along with Bill's son Lawrence from a previous marriage, moved into this stunning farm. This seemed like a perfect home for the couple. It was an ideal setting for them to raise a family too. And this was the plan, as Liz was pregnant with her first child at the time. It was also great for Bill as well. You see, he was a very talented artist, and he now had a room for a studio and all the inspiration he could ever want from the Welsh countryside. Like I said earlier, people, they were living the dream. This was everything they could ever have dreamt of. But this is when things take a turn for the worst. Within weeks of moving into the farmhouse, the unsettling activity began to occur. The first incident occurred shortly after Liz's first child, Ben, was born. She'd got up in the middle of the night to feed him. Bill also awoke as he needed to use the bathroom. He went downstairs, and while downstairs, he heard heavy-booted footsteps coming from above him. Having heard this, he assumed someone was in the house. He raced upstairs, only to find Liz feeding little Ben, with her assuring him that she had not moved from the room. If that was not a bad enough start to the family living in a new house, it would only get worse, and not in a way you'd expect. One morning they awoke to the postman putting a letter through their letterbox. Upon opening the letter, they found it was their electricity bill. Nothing wrong with that, you might say, right? Well, this was 7 times higher than any bill they had received before. They tried to reduce the bill, but no matter what they tried, nothing worked. They called the power company, and even they agreed that this was too high. They checked for faults but could find nothing. They concluded that their high energy usage was due to unexplained power surges. But from where though? They believed the epicentre of this power drain was coming from the barn. And it was not until late one evening when Liz was peering out one of her windows that she could see the lights in the barn flickering on and off. But not just in the same way either. Some would be dull, others normal brightness, then out of nowhere it'd flicker in an almost laser-like brightness. Could this be a demon trying to drain the farm's power? It was then that they started to notice a pungent smell coming from the kitchen sink. They tried everything they could think to get rid of the smell, but nothing worked. It got that bad that they called out a plumber. However, he could offer no answers or cures for eliminating this odour after investigating. Things did not stop there though. It was becoming very apparent that not all was well within the property. The footsteps being heard around the house became more frequent. Doors began to open and close all by themselves. Unexplained noises happening all around the house, the lights flickering on and off too. Liz, now pregnant with her second child, returns home one day. She looks up at her bedroom window to see an elderly lady looking back down at her. Liz stares in disbelief as the woman slowly melts away. You must be thinking, time to move out, right? As I know I would be. But they simply couldn't at this point. The UK was in its worst recession it has ever seen. They simply couldn't afford to move anywhere. Over the next year, Bill and Liz welcomed their second child, Rebecca, into their family, only for the paranormal activity to escalate. Objects started to move around by themselves, farm animals mysteriously dying, more smells, doors slamming, and sudden drops in temperature. The family also reported hearing banging and thumping all over the house, as well as a sound as what they described as a snoring sound. The one bit that stood out for me though, that whilst putting her baby down for a nap, the door to the bedroom violently slammed, awakening the baby and terrifying Liz. She screamed out loud. And when Bill reached her, he made sure she was okay and asked what had happened. She explained that the door had slammed. Bill put it down to a draft causing it to slam. The only thing was, is that she had closed the door. It was then that things went on to a new level. Bill and Liz were in bed asleep and they heard the latch on their bedroom door lift. They awoke to see a skeletal hand wrap its fingers around the door and push it open. When they turned the light on, they saw a large hooded figure waiting at the end of their bed, just staring at them. They scream, and just like the old lady in the window, he slowly melted away. This is to go with a ghostly figure of a man whose face was half hanging off too. However, it was just not the parents seeing these things either. The children were also seeing them. They asked their parents who that old lady was watching them as they played every day. It's not until they mentioned it that they could now see her too. The final straw for Liz was when she was in the bath. She was forced under the water by the old lady ghost. She struggled but eventually broke free. She packed her bags and took her kids to stay with her parents for the night. The following months, things got worse. And to be honest, ladies, gents and people, I can see why this house has been labelled not only the UK's most haunted house, but also the Welsh Amityville house. Lawrence, Bill's son, he had become more aggressive and took on a persona that just wasn't him. Bill was convinced he was possessed. He claimed that when he looked at his son, all he could see was an old twisted face staring back at him. To save him, he sent him away to boarding school. But this is when things got worse for the family as a whole. Bill's work began to dry up. Bills were coming in and they even had their telephone disconnected. It was that bad that they even had to sell their car. The one commission he did get was to paint a horse for a local farmer. He did, but the only thing for some reason he could not paint was the horse's right back leg. Within a day of receiving the painting, the horse's right leg broke and it had to be put down in the place where Bill had painted it in. The farmer then proceeded to burn the painting. This is when Bill takes a turn for the worst. He retreats inwards, confining himself to his studio, and for Liz, she's had enough. Just remember, ladies, gents and people, that all this has happened over the space of a 7-year period and continuously. Liz calls in Baptist minister David Holmwood, who after a long conversation concludes that they are being stalked by a demon. He conducts a thorough search of the property, trying to gather up the things that are connecting the demon to the family. And that's when he goes into Bill's studio. His art has now become more distressing, more darker, more evil, more disturbing. He even has books on the occult. The following morning, David takes all this into the back garden and burns everything. That did not help though. The footsteps throughout the house continue. The children regularly see the old woman sitting in the corner of their bedrooms intently staring at them. For Liz, this is the final straw. With Bill refusing to leave his studio, she packs up the kids and moves in with her parents, leaving Bill all alone at the farm. Alone at the farm, Bill's mental health begins to decline. Liz, now more worried about him than ever, returns to the house, only to find all the power has been cut off. Final demand letters are scattered all over the floor, and there are strange drawings and scribbles all over the walls. It's then she sees Bill standing there, almost comatose, whispering about dead bodies walking through the house. At her wit's end, Liz demands that they leave the house together, and for good. And sadly, upon leaving the farm, their marriage never returns to what it once was, and shortly after, Liz and Bill divorce. This has made me wonder though, why is this place so haunted? And there are a few things I found out. It was said that the ghost of the old lady was the landlord's mother, and Liz even recognised her when she was shown a photograph. It was said that there were two murders that happened in and around the property. And this now leads me on to the next two things that made me want to go, nope, not a chance. Satanic rituals and seances were also conducted within the house. The house was not only built with gravestones from a nearby cemetery, but also had two dead bodies buried in their back gardens, but the builders just removed the headstones. If watching the film The Poltergeist has taught me one thing, you don't build on burial grounds. I suppose this is why this house is the most exorcised house in Great Britain. This now leads me on to my conclusion. Was Hellfire Farm really as haunted as they say? Fact, fiction, or bullshit? I'm going to call bullshit. Was this family really possessed? I'm afraid bullshit on that one too. Was there really a band of ghosts terrorising this family? Yet again, bullshit. Did this farm destroy a family? Without a doubt. Seclusion is a dangerous thing. It can send you to a place where you don't want to be, and to a place you might not ever come back from. I just feel that Bill had a breakdown of sorts. This then affected Liz, putting unimaginable stress on her. And when you're all alone in the silence and the dark, when you're under loads of stress, you can imagine pretty much anything. But what this also does is rebound onto your children. They then start to copy you. Like I have done it before. A swear word slipped out my mouth once and my little nephew copied and said it straight away. If mummy sees a ghost, we do too. I just think that Bill, who come from London, just could not handle this sort of peace. It's strange to say that this peace turned someone into a demon, thus affecting his entire family. There are a few other reasons I've called bullshit on this too. They experienced all this and moved out in 1992. And guess what? Not a single paranormal activity has taken place within the farm since then. And yes, ladies, gents and people, it's being lived in as we speak. Also, they could have moved out whenever they wanted, as Liz did when she moved back in with her parents. So money for me was never a factor. This makes for a great horror story for me. And for me, that's all it will ever be. Wow, what an episode. Wales truly has a lot of haunted places. This episode kind of reminded me of the film The Shining with Jack Nicholson. Once he got to the hotel to write his book, the isolation just drove him crazy, thus causing his wife and son to see some pretty horrific things. I just want to add this, ladies, gents and people. They did make a mockumentary of this too. It's called True Horror, The Hellfire Farm, and it was on Channel 4. I found it on the Daily Motion website and I watched it. To be honest, it scared the life out of me. But after watching that and seeing what I see, my above statement stands. If you do decide to watch this, be warned. I have not been this scared since I first watched Ghost Watch. I just want to say thank you for the continued support. It's been amazing. Just remember, if you like the podcast, share the podcast. If you know someone who's into this sort of thing, let them know. So look after yourselves and each other, and until next time.